Good afternoon, everybody. It's Sally Kalin here. You are listening to my podcast, Relationships, the Good and the Messy, where we discuss everything relationships, from those toxic relationships to finding healthy love, loving yourself, and everything in between. Thank you so much to all of you that are listening in and who are regulars listening to my podcast. I'm so grateful, and for all the wonderful feedback that I'm getting via email. I am so happy to know that my podcasts are helping you in some way, and my whole mission is to share a lot of my own story and also just from my years of study on the subject of relationships, and for us to all have, you know, healthy love, and to know when we are not experiencing healthy love that we need to do something about that. We cannot live the rest of our lives in a toxic situation and expect to feel our best or healthy. It literally erodes our self-esteem over time, and it really changes who we are. And that is the last thing that I want for anyone. I want us all to thrive and be living our best life. So continuing on from yesterday's podcast, where I discussed the four phases, the cycle of abuse, meaning that when you're in a relationship with an abusive person, they are not abusive all the time. There are cycles. And, you know, just to recap briefly on that, it's the tension building phase where that person starts getting irritable. You can feel their energies changing. And from that, it goes to the full outright abuse where they might be name calling. You know, it's abusive. It can be physical, verbal, emotional, financial, all this stuff goes on, and they have an outburst. And then it becomes the kind of phase of the honeymoon phase where they try and act like nothing's happened often and do all the right things again, which is, you know, super confusing. And then it goes quite calm for a while, and you actually almost forget that there was anything up with that relationship, especially early days. But what happens over time is the calm phase gets shorter and shorter, and it becomes more of a toxic daily situation that you have to deal with. And today's podcast really is to just help you understand that you're not alone in this. And I know that when you're in this situation, it feels very isolating. And I want to talk about when you're in this relationship, how, you know, what you're thinking about that person's family. Because it's really interesting to me when I have clients as well. People have said, I can't believe his own family don't even realize what he's like, or they know what he's like and they say nothing. And that definitely makes everything super difficult. And in my situation, in the early days, I felt like I could talk to some of his family members when I was dealing with some situations. And in the early days of his erratic changes in temperament, I never knew this was abuse. I never understood the cycle of abuse. I never understood it. And I remember there was an incident that happened, and I won't go into that incident right now, but I ended up at the hospital, and they put me in touch with a psychologist, and she said to me that, Sally, this is abuse, what is happening. And because he didn't lay a hand on me and I could see all the good side, even though what he was doing on an emotional level and verbal level was horrific, I still didn't believe that that was abuse. And this is why it's so confusing. And I think when you're in that situation, and like I said about the family, his family in those early days for me, I could reach out to certain members of his family, like, and they were quite supportive, and it seemed to be something that they were aware of. But I'm not sure what happened, but for me, I started to not want to hang out to see his family very much. He wasn't very close to his family anyway, but I started to want to withdraw, and I used to get major anxiety when I would be going into a family situation. And I don't know whether it was because I knew the truth of that relationship, and it was like putting on this big front in front of people, and it was just too difficult to deal with. And to cut a long story short, in the end, it felt like that family kind of saw me as the problem. And I'm not saying that that's a definite sure thing, But it definitely became apparent that I couldn't turn to them anymore. In fact, I remember when I was reaching out to a certain person in that family, in the end, they sort of told me that they didn't want to hear about it anymore. And that is really difficult, right? Maybe because it went on too long and they just got tired of it, I'm not really sure. But it really is a head trip in these relationships. And this is what happens. You're in a situation and you are reaching out to people. But here is the key, guys. You have to reach out to the people that can help you and are not connected to the family in any way. Because, you know, at the end of the day, blood is thicker than water, as they say. And I fully understood that there was no way I was going to be able to say anything. And I had to go and get help, you know, outside of that. So with the family thing, don't ever question what's going on just because the family don't seem supportive of you or they seem to be siding with him. You know what you live. You know behind the doors of what goes on with that person. And I know for me that I look back now and I see that abuse was started so early on in the relationship. And I had no idea, even when people were telling me. So I think there comes a time where you have to be emotionally ready to hear the truth of what's really going on. So I just wanted to let you know that you're not alone, that there is help out there, that just because the family don't seem to be seeing it, you're not, you know, going crazy. It's just how it is. And oftentimes, if you're with a narcissistic person, often they have narcissistic parents anyway, and they actually think there's nothing wrong with their son. And this is another scary kind of thing as well to witness. So you're highly unlikely to get the support there. So my point is this, is to just know that you actually have got the love and support of people that want to help you and that you're not going crazy. And being in a situation where you cannot be yourself because you're afraid of how their temperament's going to be, because their moods change so much. And that phase of tension building gets bigger and bigger all the time because they're not getting what they want. They're not getting you to respond how they want. And so it just, they keep doing the same thing. And like I say, the calm phase just is very, very, it doesn't happen very much towards the end of the relationship or towards that point where you can't take anymore. And yeah, so I want you to know I'm here. Reach out. Sally Kalin is my Instagram. I have my links in my bio over there. Please email me hello@SallyKalin. And let's have a conversation. Let's talk about this. And I want you to know that you're not alone. Pretty much this is what this is about today. This was going to be a longer podcast, but I just have to cut it short here right now. And I don't want to delete all what I've said. Because I did have plans on speaking a lot more, but something's just come up as I'm talking here. So reach out to me and don't think you're going crazy. If you're in a situation and you can feel the energy and you feel like you're walking on eggshells, that is not your imagination. That is your reality. Okay, that is real. And that is not your stuff, even though you take it on and it's horrible, right? You feel sick, you feel on edge, you feel nervous, you feel worried what's going to happen next, and that is the cycle. So go to the podcast before this, have a listen to the cycles of abuse, the cycle, the phases of the abusive relationship, and I will be back in a couple of days to talk a little bit more about this and share some of my story. Okay guys, I'll love you and leave you and talk soon.